Hi everyone, welcome again to another podcast from Teacher Joseph. Well, voting day tomorrow. Do you know, I've never voted. I really don't care about our system. I have to say, I really have zero interest in politics. And when I see their behaviours, I just think, well, why would I vote for any of them? All they're doing is arguing and fighting with each other on points which, well, on the grand scheme of things, don't seem to matter. But we're going to talk a little bit about the elections, and hopefully I can give you some guidance on exactly what they are and who we're voting for, because they're not all the same. You know that the UK is in four different bits. You've got Scotland, England, Wales and Northern Ireland. So in England, they're voting for the local government. You know, the local government to look after your local area. And that includes the mayor. That's the person who's in charge. But in Scotland and in Wales, they're voting for the national parliament. So it's kind of a big deal. Also, I need to tell you that the central government isn't involved really in these elections, because the central government have their own elections at another part of the year. But these local elections in England and national elections in Scotland could heavily impact the central government, because of course it does reflect how people feel about the central government. Are you confused? Yeah, I know I am. There was a headline in the newspaper today that two-thirds of Gen Z, that's Generation Z, that they don't know that VE Day celebrations mark the end of the war. And everyone's shocked by this. Oh, I didn't know that either. I had no idea what VE celebrations are or were. I think it's a new term, actually, VE celebrations. I think in the past, maybe it was just called Victory Day. That's probably the confusion, but I had no idea. Anyway, right, so tomorrow, all 129 seats in the Scottish Parliament have to be voted for. In the Welsh Parliament, 96 seats are up for election, and that's an expansion from the previous 60, because they've got a new voting system. And England's local elections, approximately 5,000 seats across 136 local councils, need to be voted for. And some of the English mayors are also being voted for. The central government generally have a lot of control over how all this works. So the hours that you can vote between 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. If you vote in England, you must show an accepted form of photo ID to vote in person. ID is not required for Scotland or Wales. Where to vote? Well, you can find your specific polling station, as they're called, on the card that they send you. So we don't have ID cards, so nothing's electronic. We use paper cards. Mine arrived and went straight in the bin. I don't tolerate those kind of things coming through the post. Right. So who's going to win? Well, the big problem that they're all facing, national and local, is that reform is on the rise. Nobody wants an extreme government coming in, but like it or not, they are. Recent polling, that's voting, and local elections have indicated that everything is shifting. So the Labour Party, that's our central government party, they're facing challenges following scandals, and they're projected to see significant losses Yeah, they probably will see large losses, and that's not going to look good on the central government. And it could even mean that the government could fall, but we don't know. Reform UK and the Green Party have seen a sharp rise in support, with the Greens recently winning a historic Westminster by-election. Don't ask me. I don't know the difference between an election and a by-election. I think it's some kind of local election they had recently. Why? I don't know. But I do remember the Greens were celebrating. Projections are saying that the result will be highly fragmented, with no single party dominant across all boroughs. And results will be announced on Friday the 8th into Saturday the 9th. So that's a general overview of what it looks like. Now, there's all different reports on this. I'm going to read a report from Al Jazeera because they are far enough away to give me some kind of balanced view. They're saying how local elections could expose just exactly how fractured the UK is. And they're predicting a setback for Labour, with Reform and the Greens expected to gain. Yeah, I think they almost certainly will. And I'm pretty sure that there will be some real battles and surprises after tomorrow. So what else does it say here? It says Sir Keir Starmer's Labour Party will battle local and devolved elections under mounting political pressure. Yeah, he's been under a lot of pressure recently. It says here voters across England, Wales, and Scotland are expected to deliver Labour their worst results in decades. A sharp reversal of fortunes driven by bad policies. Yeah, I think that's probably pretty accurate. It says here Labour is also facing pressure from other parties. Reform is surging and the Green Party is also gaining ground. Yeah, that's true. In Wales, the Welsh Nationalist Party, Plaid Cymru, sorry if you're Welsh, is polling strongly, an unprecedented challenge in a nation Labour has dominated since 1999. Voters across England will elect thousands of local councillors, who, of course, will have their own political views, while in Scotland and Wales, representatives of devolved parliaments will be elected. Yeah, so I wonder when Scotland and Wales have their local elections. See, because I don't vote, I don't know these things. Yeah, most of the elections, particularly in England, use first past the post system, where the candidate with the most vote wins, even without a majority. Yeah, that's a really weird thing they do in England. They have this thing whereby the first person to get a number of votes wins. But when all the votes are counted, and he doesn't have all the votes, he's won anyway. Okay, so that system is called first past the post, and it's there to protect rural communities. Because if you think about it, somewhere like London, I mean, there's more people in London than the entire population of Scotland. So London would always win if you were just to count the votes. So the first past the post system, the first past the post system, is there to make sure that all areas get a good chance at winning based on who they're voting for. It's a little bit complex, but that's the way it is. So under the first past the post system, candidates can win on relatively small shares of the votes, which is fair enough. This story is very long, and it goes on to talk about the Epstein files, Keir Starmer. There's an interesting part here about the far right. It says, while Starmer has led Labour into trouble, analysts say the firebrand populist figurehead Nigel Farage, with his anti-immigrant rhetoric, has steered the far-right party Reform UK into an electoral force. Yeah, so lots to think about there. And the latest surveys have suggested that Reform is the most popular party if a general election were held now. Yeah, but you can't take these things too seriously. I mean, part of the problem is the Conservative Party. They became deeply unpopular with Boris Johnson and his COVID restrictions, which, well, he didn't follow himself with his garden parties and these things. So, Reform came along and took many of their votes. So the rise of Reform really is due to the decline of Conservatives. It's not really because suddenly British people have all became very extreme in their thinking, although that is part of it. And then in the middle of all of that, we have the Green Party. When I was growing up, the Green Party were there to talk about the environment, and they all were, well, hippies up to a point, but not now. Oh no, now they're petitioning to have drugs mainstream in society. They want some pretty big changes, so they're getting a lot of support as well. And in Wales, there could be a massive change. Which could affect everything. So, yeah, plenty of things to look out for. What effects will this have in the long term? Well, it could dethrone Sir Keir Starmer. I mean, if nobody at all votes Labour up and down the country, his party's going to look very foolish. Will he quit? Probably not. But it just ushers in a vote of no confidence or politicians having less and less confidence in him. So it says here, the very future of the UK would at least in a small way be challenged, almost certainly by the result. I'm guessing that Reform is going to do very well in the north as well. Strangely, in Scotland, the highest number of Reform voters, that's Nigel Farage's party, also want independence. I think they're a little bit confused, I think. For me, well, I don't care. I won't be voting. I'll be here as usual doing my thing. I really have no patience. You know, in the old days, they used to come and knock on the door and say, hello, nice to meet you. Who are you voting for? Can we rely on your vote? They don't even do that anymore because they know if they try, they're likely to face hard questions, and where I live, probably some kind of anti-social commentary or violence as well. So, be interesting to see what happens, though. I think everyone's going to get a shock, and I think the knock-on effects for the central government is going to be quite big. Who knows? There's always surprises, isn't there? In these elections, so we'll have to wait and see. But I'd be interested to know what's going to happen in your local or national elections. So please leave a comment, do like and subscribe. I'll be back again soon. This is Teacher Joseph. Have a lovely day. Bye.